Hi everybody, welcome to the Chelsea Update, my mini podcast about Chelsea Football Club. A big day for the women today in France, and tomorrow men play at the Bridge. So please join me for the Chelsea Update. Hi everybody, my name is Steve Fadlow. This is my mini podcast about Chelsea Football Club. What can I say? Happy Easter if you're in the UK. I don't know whether it's the same around the world, the same day, but I assume it is. But happy Easter. I hope you have enjoy the day, a nice restful day. For ladies, unfortunately, or the women, they have to play a game today. They play in their important semi-final against Lyon in France. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff UK time. In the afternoon, and it's being shown on the Beeb's red button. So if you want to watch the game, please follow the women there. It's an important game for the women. As you know, they got knocked out of the FA Cup last week to an unfortunate goal between our goalkeeper and our defender Eriksen, or goalkeeper Berger, our new goalkeeper. Can I just say, I'm not over impressed with the Berger. I've nothing against her personally, don't get me wrong. I just feel that she should have perhaps been put into the side slowly rather than dramatically. She played against PSG and she fumbled a goal, and there was no and on Sunday when I watched the game, the semi-final was shown on BBC in the afternoon, they can't really blame Eriksen. I know she touched the ball and passed it, but she had a shout from Berger, perhaps she may not have made that mistake. So don't blame her. I think Berger needs to communicate a little bit more better. I hope today we get either Carly Telford or Heidel plays in goal. No disrespect to Berger. These two other girls have got us where we are today, up to this round of the Champions League. And I know Berger played both the quarter final against her old team PSG, but I just feel it's time for one of the other girls to come back in. A bit more communication in defence. It's important, and they can't really muck it up now. Lyonnaise, they are a top team. So if Chelsea can get a draw, that would be really good, and they can bring them back to King's Meadow for the return leg. But you don't know if this depending how well we play in defence. And that's why I'm saying it's important that we communicate. I wish the girls all the best. As I say, I'll be watching on TV at 4. I hope you too. They deserve it because they play good football, the women. Don't get me wrong. Now, don't just flex for peace. They do try and play the football well. I saw an interview yesterday with Kaz Carney, who's done a bit of media duty in the week on the Thursday game, which I'll come to in a minute. And Cuthbert did it's on Football Focus talking about the game. And she's been nominated for a Player of the Year in the women's section, along with G, which I'm congratulations. So let's wish them best for later on today, shall we? Meanwhile, the men, before we move on, the girls are out. I started with women first because they got knocked out of the FA Cup last week to this last minute goal. So therefore, the defence is over. And all they've got to play for now is this Champions League. And of course, the Champions League, as I say, is today. They're going to come third in the league, so that means they won't get European football next year, unless, of course, I don't know whether the winners of the Champions League get invited back. I'm not too sure on the women's side, but good luck. Right, back to the men. It's really early. It's actually 6 o'clock in the morning in the UK. I couldn't sleep very well this morning, so I got up a bit early. So I thought I'd do this mini podcast, let everybody know what's going on. So the men last week, what can we say? They went to Liverpool with hope, and we got done 2-0. I listened to the game on 5 Live. Pat Nevin was saying, Sarri was a bit slow bringing on the second substitute. We were 1-0 down. If he had made the change after the first goal went in, perhaps we might have been able to get back in the match. We all saw Hazard. I said last week, for some reason, he would play with a false 10. I meant a false 9, of course. And he did play with a false nine, and Hazard was ineffective. He just got bundled over, he was just an ordinary player. I'm not being funny to Hazard. He tried, but it's not fair. He's once he brought on Higuain, who didn't have a great game, and all the fans are getting fed up with him at the moment, I think. He was a different player. He could play out on the left, and he had a couple of shots. We could have even levelled the game. But when Sarri put him in his false right, perhaps he just wanted to keep the score down early on in the game. But I do still get fed up every time they cut to Sarri off when something's going on. He's writing ruddy notes, and it really gets on my back when I see him do that. And other coaches do it. Don't get me wrong. I saw Brendan Rodgers write a few notes on a game I saw last night. But every time you see Sarri, his head's down writing silly notes, or he's chatting to Sola. I'm just waiting for the season to get over. I'm not being rude, but I've got nothing against Sarri. He's very honest at press conferences. He speaks well, he's picked up the language well, even though he has a translator. But I'm just waiting for the season to end, and that's a wrong thing to say. And I don't know.
For a bit more of the Chelsea update, go to bit.ly/ChelseaUpdate for the YouTube channel with related videos about Chelsea Football Club. And of course, the website and blog at bit.ly/CFCUpdate.
So we moved on to Thursday, which of course is Europa League night, and it's Slava Prague. We played them, and it was a bit of a false first half, really. I mean, we were leading 4-1, and everyone would think, oh yeah, no problem, we're going to get, you know, this is all over, the game's all over, and this follows, of course, the City Man City game the previous night, which was a really good game. Being a neutral, it was a good game. You've got to take your hats off. You had lots of excitement. But this one, we were 4-1 at half time, and everyone said, "Oh, even I tweeted saying, oh, what substitutes is he going to make at half time?" But he didn't do that. Sarri just left it as it was, and they scored two goals. And I think one of the goals, Kepa could have done better with, but the next one, I think he had no chance with. It was 4-3, so it was like a hanging on to the end game. And even though that Chelsea had a 2-0 advantage out on the aggregate, it was still holding on to the end sort of thing. We're through. That's the most important thing. We all thought we were going to be facing Benfica in the next round, but they got caught out by Eintracht Frankfurt, and we're now going to be playing this German side in the semi-final. So keep our fingers crossed for that. Sarri said he wants to win a European trophy, because people kept pointing out to him he hasn't won much. I'm not getting on Sarri's back. It's just that he doesn't get me excited. I'm fed up with Sarri ball. He brought Jorginho on in the second half on Thursday because we're losing control of midfield. Ruben played last week at Liverpool. At least he's trying. Hudson-Odoi came on second half a bit too late. Last 10 minutes, he couldn't do much. I mean, what can he do in 10 minutes? That's unfair on the kid, isn't it, really? But let's hope for better on Monday. So on Monday, or tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, it'll be Easter Monday, would you believe? We call it in the UK, another bank holiday. Chelsea play at 8 o'clock against Burnley. Now, they're not an easy side to roll over. The Sean Dyche team will be up for it. They're playing pretty well. They're not, if we get a good start, great. We could get a 3 points. We need to keep plugging away. It's no good, right? Because I don't know if we'll get anything when we go to Old Trafford. I thought we might, but I just don't know at the moment. But this one, they need to get 3 points, and they need to get them quickly. Aspie's worrying me a little bit. He's our most consistent defender, but there's times he can be caught out on the wing. I don't know what's going on there. Marcus Alonso got arrested on Thursday night, so Emerson could play. I think he'd probably change and bring him back again. Again, he's not playing great either. There's a lot of things going on within Chelsea, which is uninspiring, shall we say. Don't forget to check out my Twitter stream at Chelsea Update SH. No, not many people do, but it has all the news and it has all the tweets from the matches today and tomorrow, so check them out. And all I can say is thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's short and sweet, and all the gossip at the Twitter stream. That's all I can say, really. And till next time, enjoy the break, the Easter break. Don't eat too many eggs. And I'll see you next time.